Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey there, and welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. Thank you for being with us today. Our hope is that these couple of minutes would be helpful. And if you do find them helpful, I'd love for you to consider sharing it on social media or emailing it to a friend. We'd love to encourage as many people as possible because today's topic of change is a big one. A lot of us wrestle with this idea of, can we really change? The promise of the New Testament really is this life-altering, full-on transformation, but for a lot of us, we feel like there's a disconnect. We feel like there's something missing between the promise of life change in the New Testament and what you and I experience day to day. Now, I can't speak for you, but I have talked to a lot of people over the years, and I've looked at my own life and seen how frustrated I get in myself. I'll know something in my head that I need to change. I'll believe it in my heart that I need to change it, and that somewhere along the way, I get frustrated because the change doesn't seem to be happening. Have you been there? Well, the truth is, change really is possible, but the answer is that it's going to take more work and more time than most of us want to give it. Here's what the Bible says. In Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 10, Paul writes, and he says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. It's not a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship. We're created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them." And there's so much in these couple of verses we could say, but that last phrase I think is so powerful to say that we would walk in them. It's the idea of something active, that something you and I can do. It's a daily practice. And so I want to just give you a couple of the practices that I think God uses to change us. And the first one is time in the Word, time in the Bible. God has given us his word, and what's crazy is even among committed believers, the stats show that for every 1 hour that a believer might spend in some sort of spiritual resource, they spend 19 other hours in something else. In other words, if all we do is spend 1/20th of our time in the word versus the rest of the time in the way the world thinks, no wonder change is so hard. Because we're being programmed, we're being sucked in to the way the world thinks about it. So we need to spend time in God's word. A second thing that I would encourage you to think about when it comes to walking in the good works that God has for you is to build some intentional practices in your life. There are so many books out right now about the power of habit, and I love them. I love the idea of habits. And in the Christian walk, we would call those practices, things that we do over and over again, things that we do consistently. And honestly, a lot of the practices aren't glamorous at first, but over time, they begin to build content into our life. So what are those habits? What are those things that you need to build into your life that help you become more like Jesus? A third way of change is by being part of a community. Being part of a community, being part of a like-minded group of people that want the same change that you're after. A lot of times, if we're not careful, we'll spend a lot of time with people that are outside of the community of faith, and they'll pull us in different directions. Now, obviously, we want to have friends that are outside of the faith, and we want to love them really well, but when it comes to life change, we need to make sure that the core of who we're with are people that are on the same journey. So Bible, practice or habits, community, and the fourth one is the Spirit of God in our lives. One of the things I love about the analogy of Jesus, when he talks about the vine and the branches, he says, "If you remain in me, you will bear much fruit." It reminds me of all the trees around my house right now. My trees, when I look outside, it doesn't look like they're having to try hard to produce leaves. They're not having to try hard to produce the fruit that comes from them. They just are. If the branch remains with the trunk, it's going to produce something. In a similar way, if you and I would learn every single day to submit to the Spirit of God, stay close to the Spirit of God, rely on the Spirit of God, I believe over time, change is going to happen. So the good news is, you and I, we can change. The bad news is, it's not going to be automatic, that we need to place ourselves in places where we can change. So I want to encourage you, spend time in the Word, Find some practices or habits that you can build into your life, jump into a community, and daily surrender and rely on the Spirit of God in your life. I'll be rooting for you as you begin to step into change.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.